You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I want to go back to yesterday's conversation with J.P. Morrell, and I kiddingly asked him how many bottles of Advil does he have on his desk every day and how many does he go through. Because pick an issue, any issue, it almost doesn't even matter. It's a headache. It's not going well. It's not being handled appropriately. It's a mess on so many different fronts. I mean, it's an absolute joke. And you feel like you can't get out of your own way at all as to what's happening. So why is this important to talk about it again today? Well, it occurred to me, and I didn't mention it yesterday, this is the golden opportunity that you have as the voting public within the city of New Orleans to send a message that you want core competencies. You want someone that's going to be efficient and effective, responsible, responsive to the public, one who's going to mind the P's and Q's, one who's not interested in the trappings of the office, one who's not necessarily gung-ho to go traveling all over the world because they've never done it before, on your nickel. One who actually is going to have meetings with directors on a weekly basis. One who's going to be able to respond to questions about what's happening in programs because they have the finger on the pulse and, quite frankly, in the end, gives a damn. Right? Watch where the council is right now. And watch where they break from one another. And you're going to get a pretty good indication whether or not that individual is going to provide more of the same or is going to be an individual who looks at themselves critically in the mirror every day and wants to vastly improve where this city should be. Pay close attention. Listen to what they're saying. Listen to how they say it. And hopefully, you will be the beneficiary of forums and stuff where probative questions will be asked of these candidates and listen to how they're going to handle it. And to me, that should be first and foremost, credible leadership. Somebody that is going to represent the city well. Someone that the federal and state government looks forward to working with in a collaborative effort because there's no singular agency that has the assets or resources necessary to face all of the challenges that we have today. And in this redefining, re-engineering climate that we find ourselves in right now, where the federal government stretched Over $36 trillion in debt. State governments are stretched. Right now, 20 state governments are in trouble trying to figure out how to work around their reliance on federal funding, so much so that they don't know that they can survive. That's not leadership. Everyone knew that the pot of gold was going to dry up at some point. You can't just keep printing money. You've got to have a plan. You've got to think ahead all the time. You have to identify the challenges. You've heard me say this a million times. You have to have the ability to receive, which basically means you can have all the money in the world, but if you can't execute, if you don't have the bench, if you don't have the oomph, if you don't have the brain power on your team, the work ethic on your team to make things happen, whether you have $1 billion or $100 billion is of no moment. We're still spending money in this city from Katrina. We celebrate the 20th anniversary of Katrina this August 29th. Really? It's because we weren't able to execute. We didn't have the plan of project management, of coordination, of being able to get in there, figure out what we could correct that maybe FEMA didn't provide money for. Drainage, right? Sewerage. Oh, yeah, those pesky water lines, all of those things. How many times did we rip up streets, fix them, and then have to rip them up again because we recognized that we had infrastructure under there that was less than worthy of leaving it in the present condition? In order to recognize all of this and to deal with all of this, you know what it is? It's very time-consuming, right? Which means you have to work at this 24/7, all the time. It doesn't go away. Yes, it's nice to go to ribbon cuttings, and, you know, and yes, it's nice to go here, and it's nice to be seen there. But it's not a good thing to sacrifice dotting the I's, crossing the T's, putting the work in every day in order to make sure that you're able to deliver the services that the public expects. They don't really care if you go to another ribbon cutting. They want the street lights to work. They want the traffic signals to work. They want the potholes to be fixed. They want the water lines to be in order. They want drainage to operate. They want all of that. So I hope the next mayor is one who's able to create more balance. Yeah, it's important politically to be out there. I get it. I did it myself. But you got to get to the office early, every day. Every day. 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning, whatever time it takes to get the important business of the city done, so that you can go handle the political side of your office. Kissing babies and cutting ribbons. That's the type of leader that we need right now. We have a lot of catching up to do. We got a lot of shit to correct. But think long and hard right now. Don't waste this time. Listen closely to these candidates. I mean, you know, every day we wake up and it's another damn challenge, right? I mean, this morning there's an article in NOLA.com. John Zimmerman is the author of it. Sheriff Susan Hudson accused of ignoring order to transport arrestees on weekends and holidays. That was always done. I know I worked in magistrate court on the weekends and holidays on overtime. Was there as a young deputy back in 1977 every weekend for the most part. It was a critical operation to move the inmates through to get bonds set on those that were worthy of receiving a bond so that you could manage your jail population appropriately, more effectively, more efficiently, and more real time. Why we do not understand this is beyond me. Yes, we have a human capital problem, but that's where leadership comes in, and you have to figure out how to resolve that by working with the court. I mean, we've hearing these horror stories coming out of the jail. This is one of the ways that you deal with this. It is critical to the efficiency. We need throughput in criminal district court. We don't need stalemate. We need throughput. We need to selectively incapacitate the impact criminal, get them to trial as soon as possible, get them hopefully convicted, moved out of the jail so that we can put the next recalcitrant individual that's wreaking havoc on the quality of life in our community each and every day in that facility. Please, somebody tell me that this is too hard to understand, right? I mean, it's not. It's simple. Again, it's a great example of not working it. Of not working it. Not understanding the importance. Not understanding the setting of priorities and what the downstream implications are when we have stalemate.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's absolutely idiotic. This happens everywhere. You know, when we went, I never forget, I made a trip to New York City, and we were always wondering how they were able to move cases, and they recognized that the quicker that they could get through some of the preliminary stuff, the better off that they were going to be, because they could work through those cases that they knew that were going to have a real problem from an evidentiary standpoint early onset, because a lot of the strategies that were being deployed on the street, and they were willing to do so because they were trying to be disruptive out there as it related to a lot of the violent crime that was going on. But the byproduct of that is they became a lot more efficient because they started to see in practice getting in there, getting the information, utilizing some of the intelligence, passing it over to their intelligence center, and just making good quality arrests many years later as a result of the work that they did at first. And they had this revelation. It was incredible. I'd visited there many times to see what they were doing. It's the same thing here. This is not rocket science. You just got to get after it. And if you have to make three trips in the morning as opposed to one because you don't have the necessary human capital to do it to bring him into magistrate court, that is what you do. That's how you make it happen. So here we are again, conflict. You know, the judge issuing an order, the sheriff not responding at all, not even a phone call, not even, hey, can you give me 3 weeks? You know, let me see what I can figure out here, yada, yada. Nothing. Nothing. If you don't care, it won't happen. So we have an opportunity here now, you know, to elect a new sheriff. We have an incumbent, unlike in the mayor's race. It's a wide open race in the mayor's race. In the sheriff's race, it's an incumbent. You have a record there that this individual is going to have to run with. So it's going to be interesting. Again, look and listen to these candidates. Any weak leg in the criminal justice system will impact your quality of life and your safety in your neighborhoods. And that's why all of this truly, truly matters. We'll be right back, folks. This is Newell on WWL.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.